Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
In Proverbs 18:22, it says a man's greatest treasure is his wife. It didn't say that the wife's greatest treasure is her husband. And I think because intentionally there's something when a wife feels that her husband sees her as a treasure. He's captivated by her beauty, by her value, by who she really is. It just seems like that a wife is just drawn to that. I use this example of a Stradivarius violin. And I have this prop when we speak, and I'll hold up this old, tattered, ugly, you know, scratches, this violin, and I'll say to people, hey, let's pretend this is an auction. You know, I'm going to sell this thing. How much do you give me for it? Hey, $20, you know, $25, $30. And then I have someone in the front row look inside the violin, and you can see the where it says Stradivarius. You know, these are worth, you know, $20 million. And once they realize that it's a Stradivarius, now how much? Oh, $300,000, $400,000. I mean, it's that idea that I recognize her value, and I'm captivated by that. But I think for the man, the value statement for a man is respect, is that we want to feel respected. I think respect equals that you get my value. Respect really means it's a deep admiration for someone elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. And as guys, that's what we want. I love it. Like when I'll go out and clean the garage, and then I'll walk in and say, hey, Erin, I finished cleaning the garage. Come here and look at it. And she'll walk out and she'll look at this spotless garage and go, Greggy, that looks so good. You did a fantastic job. And I'm like a dog going, yeah. You know, I'm on my belly. You know, I'm yeah. rolling around. Scratch me right there, you know. And I think there's something when a man will feel respected because his wife has that sense of deep admiration for who he is, his abilities, his qualities, but also his achievements. And I think that's the key, one of the keys to a husband's heart.
You know, I know relationships can get complicated, but honor is not rocket science. It's like, you know, we've talked about this before, Greg, that as women, we're really not that hard to sweep off our feet. You know, you, as you say, care for us, love us, pursue us, because that consistent message will sweep us off our feet. But for men, it's not hard to get you to leap buildings in a single bound by honoring you and noticing what you do right. I remember Shanti Feldham, when she was on Everyday Relationships with us, yeah. you know, through vast research, learned that men would rather feel respected than loved. If they had to choose, they'd rather be made to feel competent than unloved. Or loved. And I just think that is such a loud and clear message that if our relationships are a mess right now, women, honor your husband and respect them. And husbands, pursue and love and care for your wives. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.